I still find the pay of corporate CEOs outrageous. The latest figures show, for example, that in 2010, the CEOs of major companies averaged $11.4 million for their year's work. That was a 23% increase over their pay in 2009. On the other hand, the pay of workers increased by a mere 2% to an average of only $40,000. After factoring in inflation, their pay actually increased by only a pitiful 58 cents a week. So, let me repeat. Workers' pay increased by 2% to an average of $40,000 in 2010. At the same time, that CEO pay increased by 23% to an average of more than $11 million. And we shouldn't forget the bonuses CEOs got on top of their sky-high pay. The bonuses totaled $126 million, up from $83 million in 2009. Are CEOs that much more important than ordinary folks, including those who provide vital services? Are they much more important than, say, firefighters, nurses, teachers, or construction workers? Ideally, anyway, ours is supposed to be an economic democracy in which the country's great wealth and abundance is supposed to be spread, more or less equally. I know that's naive, of course, but couldn't we at least try to narrow the enormous gap between those at the bottom and those at the top of our economic pyramid? To describe the hugely compensated CEOs as greedy would be a gross understatement. Overall, their pay last year amounted to $2 trillion. And they took it all. Seems to me they could have used part of that massive pay package to create decent-paying jobs for those vastly less fortunate than they, and narrow the gap, if only a little, between their pay and workers' pay. There may be at least a partial remedy, however, thanks to a new law that would give shareholders a vote on CEO pay and require companies to publicly disclose the ratio between the pay of their CEOs and their workers. Congressional Republicans are promising to try to repeal the law, but labor and its Democratic allies are promising to keep that from happening. Wish them luck. With a perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.